Good afternoon. A fair amount of sun mixed with clouds this afternoon. Temperatures on the backside of a cool front, not nearly as warm as yesterday, but still above seasonal averages, with most places getting into the lower to mid-70s, some places across the higher terrain staying in the upper 60s across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. High pressure nosing in tonight will keep the northern half of the area clear. However, a disturbance along a stationary front will ride down the Ohio Valley and toward the New Jersey coast tonight. This will bring clouds into the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England overnight, with the opportunity for a few showers in these places as well. Most locations will drop back into the 40s, except where we see more cloud cover. In these locations, it will stay in the lower 50s. Everyone will clear out tomorrow with increasing sunshine throughout the day. It'll be warm again with temperatures back into the middle 70s. High pressure will continue to dominate the weather into the day Thursday with mostly sunny skies and a southwesterly wind flow developing, and highs will be back up toward 80. The moisture will increase in the form of a few clouds on Friday. Still plenty of sunshine, though, with increasing humidity lower to middle 80s. Very summer-like over the upcoming weekend. As a result, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and increased humidity, leading to a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm by the end of the day Saturday and again on Sunday, with highs both days in the middle 80s. Behind the next front, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday with highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across eastern New Mexico, the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, far southwest Oklahoma, and northwest into portions of central Texas. Moisture return along and east of a dry line, combined with surface heating and cold mid-level temperatures spreading eastward across the southern high plains this afternoon, will result in moderate instability. Initial storms may tend to be high-based, with hail and damaging winds the primary threats. Effective shear, though, will be sufficient for supercells, with a tornado threat existing east of the dry line as storms encounter greater moisture and lower cloud bases and stronger low-level shear. Flash flood watches and warnings have also been issued for this area due to the excessive rainfall threat. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Olney and Poplar, both in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a shower possible in the upper 70s, Boston partly sunny with scattered showers in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 91, set in 1944, and the record low, 29, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m., sunset this evening, 8 p.m., 14 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a shower possible today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a shower possible today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s, mostly sunny near 80 on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-80s Friday. Over the weekend, partly sunny and humid with a shower or thunderstorm possible both days in the mid-80s. And scattered showers and storms possible Monday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.